You're listening to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, AppleVisers, Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of storage management features of macOS. As you use your Mac, you'll inevitably accumulate files that don't serve any real purpose or are no longer necessary. Of course, you could manually locate these files and delete the ones you don't need, or you can use storage management features, which will display which files are accumulating, what's taking the most space, and will give you the option to delete the files from the view. To do this, you go into the About This Mac window, and I'm going to do that right now from the Apple menu. Press VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
Go to About This Mac.
Apple, About This Mac. About This Mac. Application. About This Mac window. System report button has keyboard focus.
And press VO function left arrow to jump to the toolbar.
Toolbar.
And interact.
In toolbar. Five items overview.
Go to storage.
Storage radio button. Selected.
And stop interacting and VO right to the scroll area.
Out of toolbar. Scroll area. In scroll area. 14 items. Storage disk icon image.
And if I VO right through this.
Macintosh HD.
That's Macintosh HD, the name of the startup disk. It's probably what your startup disk is called unless you changed it.
Manage button.
The manage button. We'll come back to that in a second.
390.56 gigabyte available of 499.96 gigabytes.
Okay, this is telling me how much space I have available on the disk.
Macintosh HD usage group.
And this is the Macintosh HD usage group, which basically tells me what categories of data are using the most space. So I'm going to interact with this to get a view.
In Macintosh HD usage group. Six items, apps 5.76 gigabyte, value indicator.
Okay, and it says the apps using 5.76 gigabytes.
Music creation and others, 3.07 gigabyte, value.
Music creation and others, 3.07 gigabytes. That's like stuff from GarageBand, I believe.
Mac OS 15.75 gigabyte, value.
Mac OS 15.75 gigabytes.
Music creation and others, 3.07. Mac OS system data, 52.05 gigabyte.
System data, 52.05 gigabytes.
Other volumes and container, 32.76 gigabytes.
Other volumes.
Available, value indicator.
And available. Now, as you view this scroll area, you may find that items can fluctuate a little. The numbers can change, and that's because the calculations are not instantaneous. So don't be surprised if you see one number and then check the same thing a second later and see another number, because that is normal. For things like macOS and system data, this view will not allow you to slim that down. In order to slim system data, you can either use the library folders, go in manually and delete stuff you don't need, although you must exercise caution when doing that because there are certain files and folders that macOS relies on, so it's best to know what you're deleting before you delete it. Or you could use a third-party maintenance utility like Clean My Mac or Onyx. But that's beyond the scope of this recording, so I'm going to stop interacting with the scroll area. And VO right.
Out of Macintosh HD usage group. 500 gigabyte flash storage.
Okay, so that's just the hardware device that I have in my Mac.
Macintosh HD 2.
And if I VO right again, that's Macintosh HD 2. And that's a separate volume I have on my Mac. That's not a default. So if you did not set up an extra volume, that will not be there. And it'll be the end of the scroll area for you. So I'm going to VO left back up to manage.
Mac 300 manage button. Mac application. Macintosh HD, 390.56 gigabyte available, a 499.96 gigabyte window. Categories, table, recommendations, sidebar item title, sidebar item subtitle, sidebar item icon image.
Okay, so I'm on the categories table after hitting the manage button, and this interface is very straightforward. I have a table, and then if I VO right, I can access the settings for that category. So I'm going to do that now.
Verticals, recommendations, group.
Interact with the recommendations group.
In recommendations group, table.
And so this is a table of general recommendations that you can use to make the most out of your Mac's internal storage. Similar to the storage settings in iOS and iPadOS, when you go into the settings app, hit general, and then hit either iPhone storage or iPad storage. So in this table, I'm gonna press the down arrow key.
Store in iCloud, store all files, photos, and messages in iCloud and save space by keeping only recent files and optimized photos on this Mac when storage space is needed. iCloud image, store in iCloud button.
So if I wanted to do that, I would interact with the cell, locate the Store on iCloud button, and hit that. And that's largely self-explanatory. basically, when you store things, say, in iCloud Drive, the file is on the computer locally and in the cloud with the store in iCloud setting enabled. The local copy will be deleted from the Mac, but will be stored in iCloud. So then when you browse the iCloud Drive folder, you open a file that's not on the Mac, it will be downloaded on the spot. So that's one setting. I'll go down.
Separator image. Optimize storage. Save space by automatically removing Apple TV movies and TV shows that you've already watched and by keeping only recent email attachments on this Mac when storage space is needed. Completed. Selected image.
Okay, so that's completed because I have that setting enabled. And that's basically saying, you know, if you download content in the Apple TV app, you can play it once and then it will be removed from the Mac but still accessible in your account. So I'm going to go down.
Separator, empty trash automatically. Save space by automatically erasing items that have been in the trash for more than 30 days. Completed, full trash image, selected image.
Empty trash automatically. If you're like me, you might clean your files once in a while and move things in the trash, but then forget to empty the trash. So this setting will automatically erase files from the trash after they've been there for 30 days. So after 30 days, the items can no longer be recovered from the trash, but they obviously can if you have a backup. So I'm going to go down again.
Separator image. Reduce clutter. Sort through documents and other content stored on this Mac and delete what is no longer needed. Review files button.
I'll come back to that in a second. And that's the end of the table. So I'm going to stop interacting with the group and via left back to the categories table.
Out. Category. Application sidebar item title. 5.76 gigabyte sidebar item subtitle. Sidebar item icon image.
Okay, so these are applications, and you cannot remove apps built into macOS, but you can remove third-party apps, as well as first-party apps like GarageBand and iMovie. So I'm going to view right.
Header icon, image, applications, open applications button, remove apps.
And the open applications, that just takes you to the applications folder in the Finder.
Remove apps you can download again from the App Store to free storage space. Header subtitle, resources, table. iMovie, Universal, 11/15/21, 11:39 p.m., 2.5 gigabytes.
Okay, so that is one of the apps. It's iMovie Universal, meaning it's a universal app. It can run on both Intel and Apple Silicon-based Macs. And that date is the last time I opened it. Then if I go down.
GarageBand. Keynote, Universal.
Keynote.
9/28/21, 2:55 p.m., 560.3 megabytes.
And this is in descending order. The largest is on top. And if I go down.
Pages, Dropbox, Numbers, TeamViewer, Zoom.us, Perilous Marathon, Intel, 1/19/22, 8:15 p.m., 57.1 megabyte.
That's the last item in the table, and that is the smallest. Now keep in mind when you delete these, you're deleting the app, but you're not actually removing all vestiges of that app. To do that, you would need to go into the library folders and other types of places where little files tend to hide, or you could use a third-party uninstaller like App Cleaner. So that's a view of the applications folder, or of the applications that are taking the most space, so I'll view left.
Open application header, vertical category, document sidebar item title, 295.9 megabyte sidebar item subtitle, sidebar item icon image.
Okay, so these are documents, I'll view right, because there's a lot in this documents category.
Header, document, sort through documents and permanently erase files you no longer need. Header subtitle.
Okay, and when it says permanently erase, that means that normally when you are in Finder and you delete something, it goes to the trash, unless you hit Command Option Delete, which explicitly deletes immediately. Whereas when you're in this view, when you delete something, it's gone. It does not go to the trash. So I'll be all right.
Large files, selected, toggle button.
Large files. Now, I don't know exactly how large files have to be in this view, but I already checked before recording, and I don't have any of those that it lists on here, so I'll view it again.
Downloads, toggle button.
Downloads. This is an item folder that items typically accumulate, so I'll select this.
Selected.
And go to the table.
Unzipped container, file browser, resources, table, img_4767.
That's an image.
PDF document. 1/3/22.
And again, it tells you the kind of the document, the kind of the file, and the date it was last used.
electronic notice-3.pdf.
And that's a PDF document. And if I want to get a quick view of what these are, I can focus on one, like I'm focused on this PDF right now, and press space to enter quick look.
Quick look window. Electronic notice-3.pdf. Share file. Open with preview button. Document group.
So the document group. So this would allow me to read that PDF as if I were reading in preview, if I wanted to see what it was. But I know what this is, so I'm going to press escape. If you don't have an escape key, hit function tab.
Macintosh HD 390 point.
And if I go down to the table.
Electronic notice-6. Electronic notice.pdf. Electronic notice-2. Electronic notice-4. Electronic notice-5.
Okay, so those are all, everything in my downloads folder besides that image is a bunch of PDFs all named electronic notice. These are files that I know I don't need anymore, and rather than delete them one by one, I'm just going to press Command A to select all.
Seven rows selected.
And I could VR write to the delete button, or I could just press the delete key.
In dialog, alert cancel button. Are you sure you want to delete the seven selected items? Seven items will be deleted immediately, freeing 13.2 megabytes of storage. You can't undo this action.
Okay, so I'll hit delete.
Delete, default, resources, table, 28 cells selected, empty table.
Okay, empty table, all those items are gone. I'll stop interacting and VL left.
Contain, downloads, unsupported apps, toggle button.
Unsupported apps, I don't have any of those on my Mac, but an example of an unsupported app would be, for example, or something like a 32-bit app. If you have an old legacy 32-bit app and you're running Mac OS Catalina or later, that will not run, and so that should show up in that unsupported apps view where you can remove it. If I view it again.
Containers, toggle button.
Containers, I don't really know what this is. This is containers for unused app data. I don't have anything in that view either, I checked. But if you do know what it is, or if you had any experiences with it, I'd love to know. You can sound off in the comments if you have anything to add about containers.
File browser, toggle button.
And then file browser, I don't really know what this is either. If I hit it.
List one item select.
It's like a column browser.
Music group. In music. Music, 316.7 megabytes.
And apparently that's using 316.7 megabytes. If I stop interacting.
Out of music. Music group. In music, 225.7 megabytes.
So that's two separate things, and I don't know what is what or what that's trying to convey.
Out of column view.
Stop interacting.
Vertical file browser.
And that's the last item in the documents category, so I'm going to go back up to the table.
Document header up vertical category iCloud Drive sidebar item title 4.6 megabyte sidebar item subtitle sidebar item icon image.
Okay, so that's just saying the content that I have, the amount of content I have in iCloud Drive. For VR Write, there's nothing really there.
Summary icon. iCloud Drive uses 4.6 megabytes of storage. Open Apple ID preferences.
You can go to Apple ID preferences if you want.
Open up summary.
VL left.
Mail sidebar item title.
Mail, same thing. It's doesn't really give you any options. It just tells you how much space mail is using.
Messages sidebar item title.
Messages, it tells you how much you're using. So in this case,
3.7 megabytes.
3.7 megabytes if I VR Write.
Vertical header icon. Messages. Open messages button. Header subtitle text. Resources. Header subtitle text. Resources table. IMG underscore 47.
And these are attachments that people may send you. You can view these and delete them if necessary, same as you would delete other items in this view. So I'm going to, it's fairly self-explanatory. I'm going to VO left.
Open message header vertical category. Music creation sidebar item title 2.36 gigabytes sidebar item subtitle sidebar item icon image.
Music creation is GarageBand. If you don't use GarageBand, you can VO left or VO right.
Summary icon. The GarageBand sound library contains instruments, sounds, and lessons using 2.36 gigabytes of space. This content can be removed and reinstalled later if needed. Summary title. Remove GarageBand sound library button.
So you can remove the GarageBand sound library to free up some space. But I'm going to VO left.
The vertical category. Photos sidebar item title. 12 megabyte sidebar.
Photos. That's 12 megabytes in this case. I'll VR right.
Vertical summary icon. Photos contains images and videos using 12 megabytes of storage. Summary title. Optimize photo library button.
Optimize photo library. That will only save low quality photos on the Mac's internal storage. And the full resolution will be stored. Photos will be stored in iCloud, but not on the local storage.
store all photos and videos in iCloud Photos and save space by keeping only optimized photos on this Mac when storage is low. Summary subtitle. Store up photo summer.
So all via left.
Vertical category. Podcast sidebar item title. 62.5 megabyte sidebar items.
So these are podcasts, things if you have media downloaded in the Apple Podcast app.
Vertical header icon. Podcasts. 62.5 megabytes. Open podcast button. Remove podcast episodes. You can download again to free storage space. Header subtitle. Resources. The Mac Rumors Show. Weird iPhone 14 Pro Display Rumors. AirPod Pro 2 NYC.
Okay. So that's something in podcasts. I have several here, so I'm just going to press Command A to select all.
Select all. The Mac Rumors Show.
And press delete.
In dialog, alert, cancel button. Are you sure you want to delete the two selected items? Two items will be deleted immediately, freeing 62.5 megabytes of storage. You can't undo this action. Delete. Default button. Resources. Table. Six cells selected. Empty table.
Now, I have the podcast app to automatically delete watched or listened to content, but I guess that isn't always reliable. So just keep that in mind, that podcast episodes can accumulate. So I'm going to VO left.
Open pod header vertical categories table. Pod.
And notice there's nothing more. If I'm pressing the down arrow, there's nothing left because I've gone through all the categories that can be changed or that can be slimmed down. But if I interact with the table.
In categories table. Separator image. Mac OS sidebar item title. 15.75 gigabyte sidebar item subtitle. Sidebar item icon image.
It's Mac OS. It tells you how much it's using, but you can't do anything about that in this window.
System data sidebar item title. 52.8 gigabyte sidebar item sub. System.
And then that's system data, which is the last item. And again, that is not something that you can change in this window. So I'm going to stop interacting with the table.
Out of categories table.
Close the window with Command W.
Close About This Mac window.
And close the About This Mac window the same way.
Finder. Desktop.
And now I am back on the desktop. So that was an overview or walkthrough of storage management on Mac OS. It's best to think of this as a dashboard of settings, in that much of these settings can be accessed in other places in the operating system. For example, to store files in iCloud, you could use that view, or you could go into System Preferences, hit Apple ID, select iCloud in the table, and check the Optimize or Store Files in iCloud checkbox. Likewise, in the Podcasts and TV apps, you can go into that app's Preferences and check the box to automatically remove played content. But the storage view gives a good, concise view of what types of data are taking the most space on the Mac. Let me know in the comments, if you use these features, what types of data were taking the most space and how much space you freed up. I'd be interested to know. And of course, if you have any other tricks for managing storage, feel free to put those in the comments as well. I hope you found this demonstration helpful. Peace.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.